And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Walt Mack. Public Service Recognition Week runs from May 4th through May 10th. The purpose of Public Service Recognition Week is to honor military, federal, state, county, and local government employees whose hard work has made our government the best in the world. Yet, our governor, state legislators, and Republicans seeking election to the U.S. Senate are demeaning and disparaging public servants by their words and actions. For example, is recognition being shown to our teachers, who are among the lowest paid in the nation? Is respect being shown to our men and women in the armed forces, who are being discharged only to find they can't get a job to feed their families or to receive proper medical care after 10 years of futile wars? And imagine for a moment that all federal civil servant jobs were abolished and the 2.1 million civil servants were fired. What kind of America would this be like? It would not be the number one nation in the world as we know it, but rather a third world nation at best. All of the so-called entitlement programs and services that we take for granted would cease to exist. Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Our beautiful national parks would be defiled and exploited by profiteers, decimating forests, plundering natural resources, and drilling for oil. It's a grim picture, but to make a point, our public service workers are vital to America's greatness. I am humbled to learn of the numerous ways our public service employees keep our government functioning efficiently and effectively without expectation of fanfare. Whether you are retired or are still working as a public service employee, thank you for your service and contribution to our country. This is Walt Mack.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.